This is X. Andy Anderson. Welcome to the Principal Podcast today. Glad to be here with you. I want to read something for you as the thought for the day. M. Scott Peck, in his book, The Road Less Traveled, said, "Life is difficult." This is a great truth, one of the greatest truths. It's a great truth because once we truly see this truth, we transcend it. Once we know that life is difficult, then it's no longer difficult. Because once it's accepted, the fact that life is difficult no longer matters. Let me tell you how I've come to understand this. So a lot of us at some level believe that we should have a day where we can check everything off our list. We believe that we should have a day that's life is easy. We should believe that we should have a life that is completely without challenges. And that's the truth is our expectation isn't lined with reality. And so here's what I want to talk about today. If we have an expectation here that this is how life should be, and our reality comes in lower, so lower than that, the distance between these two lines, the high expectation and low reality, is called frustration. Okay, so if my expectation that my life should be a certain way is here, and my reality goes even lower, then my frustration increases. And one of the things that we can do is instead of expecting things to go perfectly, so, for example, if I have 20 things on my check on my list I'm supposed to do today, and if I don't get them done, then I'm going to be frustrated because I expected to get them done, and now I'm not. Now I'm frustrated. Now I'm angry because I can't get them all done. That right there sets me up to have a frustrated life. But what if we looked at it in a different way? Stephen Covey talks about this. Where what if you looked at life as an adventure? We say, okay, yeah, these are things we have, and I have a compass. I know where I'm going, but today may or may not work out exactly the way I think it needs to. And I keep my expectation that I may have interruptions. I may have stuff that comes up. I may have people who are not happy with me. I may have a spouse and marriage that's not perfect right now. My kids who have some issues or problems. And what happens is if we can keep our expectation and reality the same, there's no frustration. Now, here's a key, and this is an interesting key. What if we went around and said, okay, I'm going to keep my expectation that life is difficult? And I think it would be fair to teach our kids that too, to say, you know what, life is going to have challenges. There's going to be things that don't go your way. There's going to be problems that arise that you wish didn't happen. There could be major problems you can't control. There could be major issues in the world, all kinds of things. And prepare them for that rather than saying, hey, you should have this kind of life. And if you're not getting that kind of life, then you've been robbed. Because once we bring our expectations to reality, we don't go around claiming we've been robbed. That's one of the reasons that I think M. Scott Peck said, once we know that life's difficult, then it becomes less difficult and no longer difficult because we're not running around saying, hey, we've been robbed. We don't have our happily ever after. Just expect life is going to be difficult. Now, here's one of the ways to maybe make life less difficult. First of all, expect it's going to be difficult, but then go around and try to exceed other people's expectations. In other words, see if you can flip the line for other people. In other words, let me give you an example. If you can surprise people, there's been some research that shows when you surprise people, the feelings of good feelings are actually multiplied. So what if you were to, I don't know, if you have a little extra cash and you're in the drive-thru at a restaurant and a fast food place, you could maybe pay for the person behind you. That could surprise them. What if you were at a, you know, one time my wife and I were at a restaurant, and there was one of the waitresses there was just so funny. We were just having a good time. We're bouncing things off of her and laughing. And we decided to get her boss over there. And she was a little surprised. And we came and said, hey, you know what? This waitress is awesome. We come across town just to be with this waitress. Could you please make sure you take care of her? Maybe even give her a raise and a promotion or something along those lines. What was interesting, she came around later. She had tears in her eyes. And she said, you know, this, you're the best table I've ever waited. If we can try to flip the lines for other people, in other words, make their reality better than they expect. So if they're used to having, you know, a lot of waitresses or waiters have people complaining about the food or some are a little rude, but if you can make their reality better than what they expect, there's this thing called karma, if you want to call it that, a golden rule. Think what you put out comes back to you. And so expect life to be difficult, but then go around and try to make others' lives where their reality is better than they expect, and watch what happens. That's my thought for the day. Thanks for watching the Principal Podcast. This is X. Andy Anderson. Thanks for listening to the Principal Podcast today. Sign up for my newsletter specifically geared towards helping you be an awesome dad, an awesome parent.
to be able to better lead, love, and influence your family and children at xsane.com/subscribe. That's xsane.com/subscribe, spelled EKSAYN.com/subscribe. This newsletter is going to give you tips about how to be a great dad, with the links in the show notes. But whatever you do, remember that what you do in your own home will have more influence than anything else you do in the world. Thanks again for listening today.